live Sunday edition. I know folks on GCN are not used to hearing this. We've been doing the live Sunday edition for maybe a month or so. What sounds right to you, Stephanie?
More than a month, I think, right?
This is Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
a little more than a month, perhaps, we've been doing
these. We started late June, I believe.
Okay. we've been doing the live Sunday edition, and now we're on GCN, likely to be picked up by, probably several radio stations across the country now, and pretty soon we'll be adding some more. There's already some promised along the way, so that's really great.
Because there really is a dearth of live programming on Sunday nights in the radio world, isn't there?
Indeed there is. On Sunday nights, there's very, very little that's live, and that's why Free Talk Live is bringing something to you that's live. And big, big thanks to Kyle and the folks over Genesis Communications Network in general. Ted Anderson also probably deserves to be named, and their head engineer over there, George. So, we're going to be doing this for the foreseeable future. Free Talk Live is probably the only radio show that I can think of in America that comes on 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's a pretty big deal.
This isn't the Mark and the Stephanie show. This is Free Talk Live, where the listener can call in and talk about whatever they want to talk about. We have different hosts. I don't work 7 days a week, generally. our main co-host, Ian, whom we will talk about in just a moment, normally works from, Monday through Saturday, and I do Tuesday through Sunday, is the general idea. And you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Talk about anything you want. But speaking of Ian, you went to visit Ian today. I spoke to him today. I think that this is day 5 of his incarceration for civil disobedience. Does that sound right to you?
Yep. He was in on Tuesday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then today is Sunday, so yeah.
And he got 90 days, so this counter could go up significantly.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what your experience was as far as going to see him.
Well, interesting stuff. I was really anxious to visit Ian because I was really sad to hear that he was thrown in jail for 90 days. I mean, anyone who's been listening throughout the week kind of knows the background story, but in case you're just hearing about this for the first time, basically Ian was inspired by seeing other people in the past who have obstructed police cars that have been arresting people for victimless crimes. And so he saw someone who he thought was being unjustly arrested, and he stood in front of the police car that was attempting to take her away. And so he was arrested himself. And finally, a year later, they got around to trying him.
Yeah. By the way, speedy trial in New Hampshire is considered to be 6 months. So they just went ahead and threw that little guideline out of the window.
And he even motioned to dismiss it on the grounds that it wasn't a speedy trial.
Not good. Don't worry about it.
They didn't care. And they tried him anyway. And so, but in order to get that a jury trial, he did something which is called a 91A request, and I'm not a legal expert, so correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, if you know the details.
Oh, and I am a legal expert, that's right.
Well, you may know some details that I'm not aware
that
of.
That might be true.
But as I understand it, he basically filed a motion to move his case into Superior Court instead of District Court, and in order to do that, he had to be found guilty in District Court and sentenced.
Sounds right.
And then he would get a jury trial basically on appeal in Superior Court. As part of being found guilty in district court, he was given a sentence, and that sentence was 60 days, or it was like a year with all but 60 days suspended, right?
As all I knew was the 60 days part.
Mm-hmm. He would have to be in jail for 60 days, basically. So, but then when he went to the jury trial, he ended up being found guilty by the jury and then received a sentence from that judge of 90 days in jail. So it seemed like
there are a few miscarriages of justice along the way here. Mm-hmm. I could understand why the governing powers and the jury might have decided that standing in front of a cop car is unacceptable behavior, but they probably should have brought him to trial before a year. The judge probably shouldn't have said I represent the state. The judge represents the state, really? Isn't the state the guy that's prosecuting him?
Well, so the point of that is, how are you supposed to get a fair trial when the cops and the prosecutor and the judge all work for the state?
Indeed.
Yeah.
And also, why did they deviate upwards on his sentence? He was already given one. What was the purpose?
Precisely.
For taking the case to jury trial? That's what I suspect it is. And because the judge doesn't say he's deviating upward for some reason, because he doesn't have to, I'm left to assume, and my assumption is, that they don't want you to have a jury trial. They don't want you to have a trial of your peers here in the United States of America, because more than 99% of cases are tried, handled before a jury trial happens. Mm-hmm. They don't like them. They're too much like work for them.
Yeah, and it does cost the state extra to do that, and I'm sure the judge also wasn't pleased because a lot of the people who were there in the courtroom to support Ian were not standing for the judge and ended up throwing them out of the courtroom.
Yeah.
And a lot of things went down that day. But anyway, to make a long story short, Ian was thrown in jail, so that's why I was visiting him today. And so I walked into the jail and was on my way to visit him. And, you have to give your government ID, unless you're a kid, right? If you're an adult, you have to give your ID to the correction officer that's working at the desk. And I found it kind of interesting. The corrections officer that was working took my driver's license, my government driver's license, and copied down all the information. And then he asked me for my phone number. And I said, well, why do you need my phone number? And he said, well, just in case we want to get in touch with you. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't give you my phone number. And he just said, okay. And and then I said, I made a little joke and said, well, I hope that there's no reason that anyone here would need to get in touch with me. And he kind of laughed and smiled. But it made me think and wonder how many people will just unquestioningly give them any information they ask for, even if it's not mandatory.
The number's incredibly large. All you have to do is have a clipboard and you ask people questions, they'll tell you the answers. I mean, it's really, there's nothing to it.
We know from Stanley Milgram, the famous psychologist, that most people, the vast majority, will obey any even semi-official looking authority that tells them to do anything. And it's a very scary thought.
It's sad but true.
Mm-hmm.
So is that your Ian update for the day?
Oh, no. There's more on Ian. Basically, I and another friend, Mandrick, went in to visit him. And they have a little video conference thing where you can see each other on the screen. And we talked to Ian for quite a while. He seemed to be doing pretty well. And I asked Ian, is there anything that we can do for you? What do you want to get out to people? And is there anything that people can do? He said he has been receiving mail and he really appreciates getting the mail. He can only have 3 books at a time in his cell. And so he asked that people kind of stagger sending books because I guess
would you stagger them? No one would know what the other people are doing. Can't coordinate.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But probably there were a lot of people at the very beginning of his sentence who wanted to send him books,
sure.
But he just wanted people to know that he can't get them all at the same time. But when I asked him, what can people do for you, or how can they help you out or something, he basically said, move up your plans to get to New Hampshire. That's what makes it worth it for him to sit in a cage for 90 days or however long he ends up sitting there. And that's what makes him feel that it's worthwhile. So
the Free State Project certainly is something that Ian feels passionately about,
mm-hmm.
and that would be the thing that would be most helpful.
Yep.
Also, I would interject the CD Evolution Fund. There is an mm-hmm. Ian Indignation Fund there to help people who do sort of civil disobedience like Ian has. That's cdevolution.org.
Mm-hmm. I'm a proud supporter.
Yep. You can also go to amp.freetalklive.com, where we have, the amplifier program for Free Talk Live. The fact is, we have to pay some people to do some stuff that Ian would otherwise do.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can't do all of that yourself, Mark. You've been such a trooper working every single day.
I'm so tired. we're going to be taking some of the AMP funds to take care of one particular hire that is important to us. So
yeah, most people don't realize. I mean, there's a lot more to your and Ian's jobs than meets the eye. A lot of people probably think, well, all they have to do is just talk for 3 hours a night, when it's really only 2 hours with commercial breaks and stuff.
Yeah.
But no,
it's an easy job, right?
You do sales. You spend your entire day selling advertising on Free Talk Live. Ian calls radio stations and tries to promote the show and get them to carry it.
We need somebody to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you can toss an amateur into and everything will be fine. You have to, somebody has to know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're going to create more problems than they solve.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's appreciated, any support that people would like to give.
Absolutely. And you're listening to Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Give us a call at 855-450-FREE on the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to invest. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's our live Sunday edition. You're listening to Mark
and Stephanie.
Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we just talked about Ian being in the pokey. If you want to talk about that or talk about anything, please feel free to give us a call. It is the show about your calls, so we're going to jump directly into the phone lines. And we're Richard in California. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. Basically, when you came on, I was wondering if Ian was in close custody or if he was in general population.
He is in general population. I guess he went through a couple of days worth of some sort of processing or another, but hasn't.
They don't classify the prisoners at this jail for a few days. They put them on, they observe them for a few days.
With these current stress.
Whoa.
Sorry.
That's okay. They observe them for a few days to make sure they are not suicidal and so forth, and then they put them in general population where they can have visitors.
So is he in like a two-man rack back, or is he in dormitory?
As I understand, this is a new form of confinement, relatively new. Nothing like this I have ever seen in my life, and I spend a little time in the pokey myself.
I will be honest. On the inside of that jail, I was looking around, and I thought of a school. It reminded me of government school.
Right. It's a large room to which there are no doors or anything like that, and the officer sits in that large room with the inmates. Apparently, there is a painted line around the officer's desk, which the inmates are not allowed to cross unless they are given permission. But that is the only protection that the officer has from the inmates.
And Ian has a cell, but he told me that he is alone in the cell for the time being. He doesn't have a roommate right now.
See, that'll be interesting to see who they put in the cell with him because, he's caused a lot of trouble and he's sort of outspoken. And that also brings me to wonder, Ian has always seemed to convey over the show this romantic attitude towards confronting the man and being locked up. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how much his attitude changes when he comes out.
Yeah, will 90 days in jail change him? It seems unlikely to me that an activist that firmly believes their principles is going to be too persuaded by 90 days in jail. 90 days in jail, although it's a pain in the butt, isn't that long of a sentence. We're not talking about 10 years hard labor turning big rocks into little rocks or anything like that.
Although he might be doing labor soon, he said. He might be in the work.
Nice to have something to do, frankly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would also think that there might be, maybe he'll have a change of thought process around, say, doing the real work of his activism, which is reaching people and getting them to move to New Hampshire. He feels obligated to do what he says, which is not take plea deals, do civil disobedience and stuff like that. But
although he did,
generally don't have generals fighting, alongside of foot soldiers.
But he did also say, just to play devil's advocate, that he believes that him being in jail will inspire some people to move, and that he has had some basically luminaries and some people who he thinks are great activists move because of the last time that he was in jail.
That's
for
true.
The couch situation. So to answer your question, Richard, I'm not sure. I think that what he says is that it will make it worth it for him to do this if it inspires enough people, I guess, to cross his arbitrary threshold for being enough to move to New Hampshire sooner.
Right. I just hope he does lots of push-ups and sit-ups, and then when he gets out, anytime I've ever gotten out, immediately I need to decompress, and that's usually I drink a lot, smoke a lot of pot, have a lot of sex. I turn into a maniac for a while once they get out of the hands of the man. And so that'll be interesting to see, just the transformation that he goes through coming out from, with their hands on him. And hopefully he won't go back in, because most people, once they get out of the man's house, they end up back in there, in a few months.
I don't know. He does have some other trials coming up.
Yeah, he's still got some civil disobedience trials coming up, so he may end up right back in. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hopefully not, and hopefully, when he does get out, he just doesn't go crazy breathing fresh air. That's my point. But it'll be interesting to see what happens to him. But that's it, and we'll just have to watch and see and wait what happens. And I just hope he does his push-ups and sit-ups and all that, because if he's made some enemies there, they're going to put him in. Well, how they operate, Mark.
Well, they certainly could put him in with somebody that's less than savory. But this isn't that kind of jail. It's not set up where, if somebody's dangerous, they're not going to be in this open dormitory kind of style thing. It would be. It'd be too much trouble. Just because he happens to be in the room with him, he's not going to be locked in the room with him, as I understand it. So, this isn't that kind of dorm. It's not the old style thing where they roll doors shut on you and that kind of thing.
Interesting. Well, best of luck to him and good luck too with the show and keeping on top of stuff. It's a lot of work. So,
thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. You can give us a call at 855 450 toll-free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, a lot of people are thinking about Ian right now. He's normally the main host of the show, not on Sundays. Sunday, it's Mark.
And Stephanie.
And we do the show together. But the rest of the week, Monday through Saturday, Ian is the one who's sitting in the front chair. Now I'm having to learn that. So if things seem a little rougher than perhaps you might have expected, yeah, that's because I'm generally the color guy that just kind of sits over to the side and says whatever comes to my mind. I don't have to do these intros and these extros. And
it is very different. I think people don't really realize how much is involved in sitting in that seat, and kind of you have to keep an eye on the phones, you got to do compelling intros and outros, you have to control the microphones, and it gets to be a significant amount more work than just sitting here and talking.
We also have to do the live reads.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, with these current stressful times and sometimes those summer sniffles, you may become run down. Thank goodness there's a natural supplement with all the vitamins and minerals that we need, that the human body can possibly absorb. Here's Mike Buck from New Zealand's Nature Bee.
Hello there, Mark. It's true. Look, Nature Bee plant pollen from New Zealand is the perfect supplement. Over 150 micronutrients, all essential for your good health, completely 100% natural. You know what? The only thing in our capsules is pure plant pollen. No additives, preservatives, no chemicals. And it goes to work quickly. Within a few days, you'll be feeling a better energy level, and we'll be guaranteeing you to improve that immune system.
You know, the Nature Bee is kind of like getting a giant salad buffet in two golden capsules. I love it. I've been taking it for 18 months consistently, and I reorder because it works for me. It makes me feel better, I sleep better, and I have better digestion. Now, you can have all the listeners can have Nature Bee. How in the world can they order it, though, Mike?
Yeah, see, that's easy. We've made this really, really easy. A huge 6-month supply is just $99.95 plus delivery. And when you order or reorder right now, we give you 3 more months for free. When you do the math, that's 37 pennies a day to feel like $1 million. And all that with our money back guarantee. So what would you be waiting for? Get aboard the health parade right now. Call toll free 1-866-834-8355. All the way to Auckland, New Zealand. 866-834-8355, or get with us online at NatureBEE, that's naturebee.com.
Call the toll-free B line at 866-834-8355. The sooner you start taking Nature Bee, the sooner you will start enjoying the power of pollen. That's 866-834-8355, or go online to naturebee.com. Free Talk Live.
Energy and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE or 3733, depending on how your phone looks. This is Mark.
And Stephanie.
And we are bringing you the live Sunday edition. Go check out freetalklive.com. There we have archives going back to 2006 for you for free. That's a lot of free show content. No other radio program's doing that for you. Very few radio programs. I don't know of any that are normal broadcast radio programs that are offering you free archives going back for 5 years. There could be one out there somewhere, but for sure, there's one here with Free Talk Live. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Also, it's probably a good idea to have some gold and silver. You know that the Federal Reserve is going to continue to print money. You know that, well, the United States currency at some point is going to crash and burn. It might be a good idea to have some gold and silver on hand, either as a, you know, barter currency, a hedge against inflation, even investment, because there seems to be a bubble in it right now. I don't know whether that bubble is going to pop, or I don't know what's happening with it, but I would recommend getting some. I certainly have purchased gold and silver. Have it in your possession or in a safe deposit box or something, someplace where you consider it safe, a friend's house, that kind of thing. It's a good thing to have. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, and we've picked out some coins there for you. Good choices to just get the metal into your hands. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you helping Free Talk Live, helping yourself, helping GCN, you'll be having this gold and silver on hand when you need it. To make a better life for yourself and your children is gold.freetalklive.com. And we last night on the show, we talked about the Ames, Iowa straw poll. Mm-hmm. This is the big straw poll. There's two straw polls that kind of count. The CPAC straw poll, the Conservative Political Action Committee straw poll, which is kind of held every year.
I'll trust you, Mark. I don't know what counts and what doesn't count.
Well, there's a lot of straw polls, and Ron Paul tends to win them these days, but the Ames, Iowa one, kind of a different bird, much more difficult. Well, apparently Michelle Bachmann hedged out Ron Paul by a very few amount of votes in the Ames, Iowa straw poll.
Yep, it was less than 200 votes, it according to the article that we read last night.
I think it was 158 was the number that I had heard, but that mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks about right. It was 48-23 versus 46-71. Mm-hmm. So very, very, very close, within less than a percentage point separating with all 16,892 people that voted, so almost 17,000 people that voted in this. And you'd think that that means that Michelle Bachmann's a pretty strong candidate, and I'd say that she's considered by the news media to be a pretty strong candidate, and that much is true. And I'll tell you, what happened this morning was, maybe it was yesterday, I think it was this morning, Tim Pawlenty dropped out. I think it was yesterday.
And he was the guy that came in third?
He was the guy who came in third. It was a far third, but he didn't consider that to be a strong enough showing against Michelle Bachmann to continue his campaign. He was one of these front runners.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have considered the front runners, you certainly would have talked about Tim Pawlenty. And apparently he didn't think he had whatever it took to continue on and threw in the towel early on. Really, frankly, things haven't even gone anywhere. I mean, the Iowa caucus hasn't even occurred yet. We're months mm-hmm. from the New Hampshire primary.
Well, it's great when one of them drops out. It would be better if all of them would drop out.
Right. Well, it doesn't really matter if one of them drops out because, like, you're aware, Stephanie, we are going to have a president come.
I agree.
What is it? 2013 would be the new one, would be signed in January of 2013. So either that or Obama. I suspect that Barack Obama hasn't done enough for the economy, whether or not, I'm not saying it's his fault.
They can't do anything for the economy.
Yes, he can. He could do lots of things.
Well, he can leave people alone.
He could get the government the hell out of the economy, and the economy would bounce back.
But it's important to clarify, because a lot of people do think that the government can, like, create jobs or things like that.
A bully can stop punching somebody in the face, and that's an action, right?
Yeah.
The ceasing of that action is an action, and that's what the government is doing to the economy. It's punching it in the face repeatedly over and over. And the economy, you know, it'll continue to flow like a river, but it's taken its licks from these politicians. They're taking all kinds, stealing money from people. It causes them to, you know, rethink their and reevaluate, and it really just, it's a job killer. The government is a job killer. Mm-hmm. So that leaves, with Pawlenty dropping out, that leaves all these sort of also-rans behind Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Rick Santorum, which you just can't win. I mean, if for instance, you're looking at Michelle Bachmann, if you're a religious zealot, and that's the kind of people that are going to be voting for Michelle Bachmann or Rick Santorum, you're going to pick between Bachmann and Santorum, and I'm afraid Bachmann's just a stronger candidate than Santorum is. I mean, he might as well toss in the towel, too.
It's funny that you said toss in the towel, and with the meaning of the word Santorum, the new meaning.
Yes, if you want to find out the new meaning of the word Santorum, just go to Google and search Santorum.
Yeah.
Also,
or don't, if you don't want to be.
Herman Cain is kind of like the libertarian light candidate. You know, he's got a great sounding voice.
You would describe him as libertarian?
What I'm just talking about the libertarian light. Do I consider him libertarian? No, I consider him dangerous. But
they're all dangerous. I mean, Mark, I like the metaphor that you used before about. Well, I didn't like it, but I thought it was descriptive about a person, you know, someone punching everyone in the face, because that's really what politics is. Mm. It's a violent system, and at this point, I don't feel comfortable giving my moral support to anyone who's in it. So
sure.
I have stopped for my own sanity and mental health.
Well, you know, and that's the other thing about politics is it, you know, does it seem likely to me that Ron Paul can win? Well, I'll tell you what, not until yesterday or the day before, whenever I found the results of these things. I'm amazed at his numbers here.
Well, and,
it's possible, because America really is sick of what they've dealt with at this point. Would you prefer to see Ron Paul in office than anybody else?
Yeah, I guess, although I don't really support. I have issue with some things that he says and does, too.
But, you know, his message, if you've paid attention to it, and I know you try not to pay
attention. It's really important.
His message really
to
has changed since the 2008 election.
Well, the thing I value about Ron Paul is that he's the only one who's speaking out in any way about ending the wars. And I think that's such an important issue.
An important issue.
I really want that to happen. And I hope that people gravitate to that message. And it seems like some people do.
Because there's nothing else in the Republican Party that's talking about that. There's no other candidate that you can support.
No, not at all. And even the Democrats, none of them are talking about it. Obama maybe had some rhetoric about it, but as we discussed last Sunday, he hasn't done anything in a meaningful sense that's any different from George W. Bush.
Indeed. So, including
on foreign policy.
What's amusing here is the ones you consider strong candidates, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, these two guys come in under 5%. Now, Rick Perry wasn't a declared candidate at the time or something like that. He was a write-in candidate, and he beat out Romney just being written in. Romney said that he's not going to concentrate on the Ames poll, and that makes some sense because this is Iowa's kind of Michelle Bachmann's area. But that's really what I wanted to talk about is Michelle Bachmann. And here's an article from unelected.org, Michelle Bachmann and how she bought the Ames straw poll. Headlines on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and all over the web should have been Randy Travis wins the Ames straw poll, edging out Ron Paul, instead of headlines which touted Congresswoman Bachmann's victory. I'm going to read this article, but
who's Randy Travis, a country singer?
Country singer, and really good one. Quite a good one. Very, very popular country
not
singer.
Not my style of music.
That's fine. Generally, I'll bet there's a Randy Travis song that you like, because he's that kind of genre-spanning artist.
Is he one of the ones that talks about waving the flag and the,
It seems like there might be some of his songs that are that way, but he has a stunning amount of hits, like 30 or 40 hits.
Well, Americans tend to love this nationalistic kind of music.
I wouldn't say that most of his hits are aimed at that. I mean, he's just sort of very accessible.
Who's the guy that's proud to be an American?
Well, I wish you'd stop asking me country music questions. Like, I know this.
Well, you said you like Randy Travis.
I think that he's, he's a genre spanning.
I'm sorry,
amazing
I sidetracked
artist.
Us. Anyway, so she bought the poll. Ooh, a politician has done something
dishonest.
I'm going
to tell you about how she bought it, but I really think what they're saying is true is that CNN and MSNBC is really painting an untrue picture here.
Gotcha.
Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military wiring manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, give us a call on the toll-free SACL CAI toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That spells out free, 3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And we are doing the show live on Sunday. And, I know this is an unusual thing. You don't hear too many live Sunday shows. But, in fact, that's what we're doing here. While you've got a minute, go to learnliberty.org/FTL and check out the video by Ben Powell. Public choice. Why politicians don't cut spending. Because this is a really tough thing for people to understand. Why isn't the government doing what's best for us? Here's the reason. Using public choice economics, or the economics of politics, Professor Ben Powell shows how voters rationally ignore what politicians do. This leads to concentrated benefits, dispersed costs, and favors recipients of government payments at the expense of taxpayers.
I had a feeling it had something to do with concentrated benefits and dispersed costs.
That's exactly what it's about. Go check it out at learnliberty.org/FTL. This is a great site to get videos that will teach you the basics, an understanding of the ideas of economics and philosophies on rights and liberty and that kind of thing. Also, they have the Liberty Academy. You can go to the right-hand side of the page. There's a big banner there. Click on it, and you can attend the Liberty Academy right online. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. You need this education. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. So we were talking about the Ames, Iowa straw poll here, and this is the results. And I find this very heartening that Ron Paul managed to pull this one off. I mean, I think it's a big coup. Back in 2008, when he was winning every single straw poll out there, he came in at 9%, which is where basically he showed up in the New Hampshire polls and a little bit. I think he didn't do quite that well in the Iowa caucus.
Mm-hmm.
So if one can assume that Ron Paul will do as well in this coming election as he did in the Ames, Iowa 2007, then he should be one of the front runners, right along with Bachman. I mean, he's tighter neck and neck here.
Yeah, the reason that I can find some excitement in that is that maybe it means that people are more receptive to or more knowledgeable about the ideas of freedom. However, I think we have to be kind of cautious about getting excited about politicians winning straw polls like this, because I remember last time Ron Paul was running for president, he was winning a lot of caucuses or coming in a strong second or something like that. But when it came to the actual presidential, the primary, it wasn't really consistent.
Pretty much
with
less than 10% mm-hmm. all around, and in a lot of cases somewhere in like the 5% range. And it wasn't mm-hmm. very satisfying. But mm-hmm. there are some things, and I admit right now I got excited upon seeing the results here. This is one of the real deal straw polls. I mean this one matters. And when you find out that Michelle Bachmann basically bought this this one, now let me go on with this article here about how she bought it. Bachmann spent upwards of $1 million, paid for over 6,000 tickets. She only got 4,500 votes. She bought 6,000 tickets. Each of those tickets is $30 a pop, by the way. She paid Grammy Award-winning country music musician Randy Travis to show up, bust in Randy Travis fans, all in order to secure 152 more votes than Ron Paul. Michelle Bachmann's camp handed out flyers which stated that in order to see the entertainment, you had to vote for her first. It really just says you have to vote first, but... Clearly, it is a blind ballot, so, people tend to dance with the one who brought them, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I suspect she bought votes. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They show an image of the flyer here. While Bachmann gave out over 6,000 tickets worth $180,000 at $30 a piece, she received about 4,800 votes, so 20% of those people that she bought tickets for voted for other candidates. At a country concert, a ride to that concert and various other free stuff is a great deal for a simple vote. Though she may have won the Ames straw poll, Bachmann will not be able to bus in country music fans for a free show or a vote scheme at the Iowa caucus in 2012. As Joe Scarborough put it, she's a joke. Her candidacy is a joke. That's rough stuff, but frankly, the showing of this caucus is commensurate with previous caucuses. I mean, it's somewhere in the it's in the realm of possibility. It doesn't. There are more people voted in this one than the last one. So I'd say that she's a top tier candidate is what it is. I don't think she's going to show in New Hampshire the way Romney does. You know how people tend to vote their geography. This person that's from near where I'm from is better.
Yeah, and why are they better? Well, because they're from where I'm from. They're like me, right?
They have something
it
involved.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all. I suspect Romney will show quite well in New Hampshire. I don't really care if Ron Paul shows up in the top three all along, because that, to me, means that the message is important. Here's what I want to really get out is, from 2000 to 2006, Republicans were in every branch of the government in Washington, D.C. They had the House, they had the Senate, they had the White House, mm-hmm. all around. From 2008 to 2010, the Democrats controlled everything. Within the last decade, Americans know what it's like to have all Republicans in and to have all Democrats in.
Mm-hmm.
Americans can tell that Ron Paul is something different than the rest of these candidates because he consistently has voted no for these people's schemes.
Mm-hmm.
The schemes aren't working. The only scheme that could possibly work is let the American people fix this problem the politicians have created. And I think there's a possibility that they're willing to try something different rather than the same old, same old. Because as far as I'm concerned, Mitt Romney, he's no different than George Bush. Michelle Bachmann, she's a George Bush telling lies. I mean, you know, she's like as if she really believes in smaller government. She believes in fewer social programs. And I think that the government being involved in social programs is really is really detrimental to the lives of people who, you know, want and need help. But you can't really rip these programs out from underneath people either and have an orderly progression.
It's difficult to make that transition. And, of course, none of them are talking about even taking a drop out of the military budget, which is the most significant amount of money that the federal government spends. And doesn't have.
Right. The military budget is about 50% of the discretionary budget. But if you'll go to learnliberty.org/FTL and you'll take a look at where the money is really being spent.
The entitlement programs. That's true. Yeah.
It's Medicare is mm-hmm. really the one that you got to look at. Social Security is a problem. It's a big problem. Mm-hmm. But Medicare is a disaster.
Yeah.
Basically, the average Medicare patient is going to receive a dollar for every quarter that they put in. This is a completely unsustainable program that was put in by politicians that wanted to benefit themselves in the short term, and did. And now,
by stealing from the unborn.
It basically, well, at this point, they're not even stealing from the unborn. They're stealing from the born. The people that have to pay for this are born and working right now.
But it's, they will
disastrous.
Never be able to pay it off.
No.
And there's no reasonable way. And as people's standard of living increases, they begin to have fewer children on average. And so the pyramid kind of reverses. The base is shrinking and the top is getting top heavy, and eventually it's going to all fall down.
It relatively soon when it comes to Medicare. It's just completely unsustainable. And it's sad that the politicians, they worked so, you know, they got it so close to the deadline as if they could have done something, and then they punted because the Republicans wouldn't cut any military spending, and B, the Democrats were like, well, you've got to raise taxes. Now, both of the, you know, raising taxes is a bad idea, but not cutting, military spending. Yeah, there's six wars going on. Pull out of some of them. Leave those people in Somalia alone. Leave those people in Libya alone.
Yeah.
What in the heck are you in Afghanistan for? You looking for Osama bin Laden? Here's some news for you. He's dead.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Let those governments stand on their own 2 feet or fall. Let some other government rise in its place. It's not a concern of mine. The terrorists wouldn't be out to get us if the fact that wouldn't be out to get the United States citizens if the United States government wasn't meddling around in their countries. Get out of those people's countries. And this is a message I think that the American people, I think they might be coming around to it.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, the anti-war movement hasn't been as strong in this country as maybe in the past, like in Vietnam or whatever, but it's generally true that when you ask people, what's the point of being there, they don't really have any logical arguments. They just have this kind of emotional, well, we need to support the troops, we need to finish what we started, we need to be good Americans or whatever, and it doesn't stand up to reason at all.
I don't know why it is that people think that supporting the troops makes them good patriots. I think that I think it's sad. I don't think that obeying the whims of politicians, and that's what
the best way
the
to support
do.
The troops is not to put their life and limb in harm's way
for nonsense, for stuff that doesn't matter at all.
Exactly.
Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinnertime conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.